Distorted View Daily proudly presents Stroke Victims Sharing Their Poetry.
Tell me about poetry.
Poetry I love. I love like oxygen. I love like oxygen. I sure fucking do. I sure fucking do. Yeah, it makes me liberated. It makes me liberated from my earthly constraints. From my earthly constraints. From my earthly constraints. It liberates me from my earthly constraints.
Love I desire more than air. You need both to live, but without love, you have nothing. Like an empty soda can, useful once, but now no more than litter. So I climb back into my dimly lit abode and do what I've grown accustomed to. Wish for love, air, love, love, love.
It's a place to go other than the norm.
It's a place to go other than the norm. It is indeed.
Gives you a chance to express yourself. And time to think.
And what?
Time to think.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. Coming up on the program today, which U-tard is currently dealing with a herpes outbreak? Plus, heating up your fleshlight in a pocket pussy warmer. When you can only smell rancid meat and milky white sperm in your honey. All this for sure voicemails today.
Christian now fears his flatulence.
I'm a human being.
Our top winner in the showcase is gay.
Ma'am, step back. Step back.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Hansen.
All right, let's do this. It's a great day. I'm feeling good. Why am I in such a great mood? Well, thank you for asking. I've had a bloody black toe for a long time. You know, months ago when I fell down the stairs. Did I tell you that? No, Lord Douche didn't push me. I know that's the first thing that you're thinking. I'm just very clumsy. I'm a stupid broad. Sometimes I fall down or run into doorknobs and get a black eye. I fell down the stairs and I landed weird on my toe. Underneath the nail, there's blood that's trapped, I guess, and has since turned black. Ever so slightly, it's been moving its way up. And this is how I've been marking the passage of time in 2020. Just counting down the days. And my busted up toe will be all looking normal again. And we're almost at the tip, right? Where I can start to like scrape it underneath or like clip it or something. So another week or two. And I think we're really going to see some improvement. I can't wait. Yeah, that's what put me in a good mood. What's your issue? 2020 is such a shit show. You got to take the wins, however tiny they are. The other thing that happened is I received a great present from Love Lady Cat Lady. Again, I'm not sure if other freaks were involved in the purchasing of this. And it's a soda kind of that I was not aware of. Sometimes I'll get packages, you know, someone will want to send something to me and I'll get it and I'll be like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? I mean, thanks, I guess. Like, I want to send you something, Tim. And then I get it and it's like a package of adult diapers. And I'm like, oh, it's funny, I guess, but I'm just going to take up room in the house and I'm just going to end up throwing it away or something, right? But this is actually something that I was super excited to receive and read about. It's called Coca-Cola Signature Mixers. They're like these little colas in glass bottles that are designed to be mixed with alcohol, right? For mixed drinks. There's four different bottles. Apparently, these are sold in the UK, not in the US. Although I think you can like find it on Amazon, like people shipping it from the UK or something. I think mine actually came from Lithuania.
It's weird. It was like made in the UK, found in Lithuania, and then Love Lady Cat Lady purchased it from God knows where and had it shipped. Anyway, so these mixers, there's four bottles, right? And I'm sorry if you guys find cola stuff just boring, but this is all I have in life. And I find it really cool. There's four different kinds, right? There's a smoky blend, a spicy notes, a woody notes, and an herbal notes, right? So like the smoky blend of Coca-Cola, it's like Coca-Cola, but with like balsam and oak extract and shit, right? And they give you ideas of how you're supposed to use it. Like, oh, this blend would be great with bourbon, or mix it with rum. The spicy blend is good to be mixed with Scotch whiskey or golden tequila. The woody blend or woody notes should be mixed with bourbon. What does that have in it? It's got like, I can't read it. Patchouli. Oh, patchouli. Good Christ. Basil. I don't know if these could be, I mean, I'm assuming you can drink them on their own, right? But it's really, it was designed with the help of mixologists, and it's, you know, it's supposed to be used in mixed drinks. So that was really cool. I don't know if I'm going to ever try them, though. I kind of want to, but I kind of don't want to break open the bottles. They're really cool. I haven't been paying attention to the soda industry as closely as I should. Like, I still find it interesting, but I just don't have a lot of time to devote to my passion. So it was very nice being surprised with something that I've never heard of before. I've got a friend, actually Lord Douche's coworker, who has tried the new Coca-Cola coffee drinks that are going to be coming out in the U.S. later this year or early next year. And he said they are fucking fantastic. Which is so weird. I've talked about this before, but, you know, Coca-Cola and Pepsi for decades have been trying to make this cola and coffee thing happen, and it never does. Pepsi has had Pepsi Kona. Coca-Cola has had Coca-Cola Black and a few other attempts, but they may have finally figured it out, and they're going to release, I think, like three different kinds. It's like Coca-Cola coffee vanilla and Coca-Cola coffee caramel and dark blend and shit like that. You can find them on eBay right now because they're really testing it and giving out samples to distributors and stuff. So you can either buy it on eBay right now if you want to try it, or just wait a few months. I got an email from Coca-Cola saying they're going to be launching it, I think, in January. Again, I know most of you don't care, but I don't know. Soda news and weird soda was kind of my hobby for a while. Still is. I get excited about it. Again, this is all I have. I also want to thank Sideshow member Bunny. She says, I want to say I'm so excited you discovered Sagittarius Shoddy. Oh, God, not her again. I've been following her for like a year, and she's my favorite train wreck. And then Bunny included a link to Sagittarius Shoddy's Pornhub account, which I did not know existed, and it's pretty horrifying. You all remember Sagittarius Shaori, right? She's this girl who kind of like live streams her life. She's like 500 pounds and she's always looking for dick. Her hookups end in disaster most of the time. In the most recent one, I think the guy came to pick her up, drove her down to the end of the street and was like, I can't do this. I'm sorry. This is too much for me. Meaning you're too disgusting for me. And like dropped her off at the end of the street and left. Anyway, so she's on Pornhub with some old clips. Here she is flashing her live stream audience. And I thought they would be more supportive. Like, I thought these were people who wanted to see her naked. Like, that's kind of why they're following her, because she's a big whore, right? But they're like, no, put them away. This is gross. So all of the pauses and the stuttering, that's included in the video because it was screen capped. It was recorded from a fucking Kyocera phone from 2002. Oh, was that reading from the chat, someone says, stop.
Nobody.
Please put him away.
Guy, he's like, he was on your live last time. He's like, yo, I want to rip a bong.
This is so shit. Where's your bra?
The one guy said was actually your friend.
Steve SSB says, you don't even have areolas. And it's kind of true. Like, the color of her areolas matches the color of her the rest of her tit skin, right? So it's like she doesn't even have like a like brown or pink areola.
Did you have glasses?
Glasses? I don't have any friends. I think you're mistaking me with someone. I don't have any friends.
Put them balloons away.
You got on your live a few times and he was like,
this is unholy.
You weren't trying to like.
I do.
You need support. Oh, this next part of the video is when she reads the comment about her not having areolas.
You weren't trying to like.
I do.
Whoever said that alive is so right.
That's where's crazy. My areola?
That's crazy.
Where's my areola?
Someone said, what was this comment? Bitch got Bazooka Joe bubblegum nipples.
Around the nipple.
So what do I do?
You're unique as fuck, yo.
Okay, fuck. That means what's it called? That means I'm unique up in this bitch. Since I don't have an areola, I'm unique up in this bitch.
Some helpful suggestions. Get a Sharpie and draw some areolas in. And then this helpful comment. Sagittarius is blobfish head ass. Try to find a way to use that insult in your own personal life. So all of her videos are just her getting fucked by black dudes. So there's not a lot of great audio. It's just her moaning. And you see her ass. And a black dick going in it. And it's pretty much that's what her Pornhub has to offer. It got me wondering. Okay, thank you, Sagittarius. No one can hear me over your mooing. Sorry. Sounds of the sea with Sagittarius. I don't know. Anyway, you got me wondering what Sagittarius is up to. I haven't checked in with her recently on YouTube. And of course, she never fails. She never fails to disappoint. I don't think that's the right saying, but it's applicable in this case.
Yeah. So I know I've been supposed to make a video. I'm getting my lips done, but I have.
Oh, yeah. She's got something funky growing on her lip. Surprise, surprise.
Cold sore that's been here.
All herped up.
For a long time. It's been here since, like, I hooked up with this guy. Like,
Jesus Christ, do the math.
The weirdest thing, I've got this strange sore on my lip, and it just popped up after I had sex with a mysterious guy. Bareback. He nutted all over my face. Then all of a sudden, this thing popped up.
Cold sore that's been here. For a long time. It's been here since, like, I hooked up with this guy. Like, really, it came, like, okay, this is gonna sound like I have, like, fucking AIDS or something, but, like, I hooked up with this...
Famous last words. This is, I believe, is called foreshadowing.
I hooked up with this guy, and, like, we drank together or whatever, and then I woke up the next day and I had a cold sore.
No, she makes a joke about catching AIDS, but she might want to look into that. I mean, she is becoming the Pokemon master of STDs. I think AIDS is the only thing left. And then she's caught them all.
I've tried Abreva. I've tried putting ice on it. I've tried putting tea tree oil on it.
I wonder how many people's first go-to is essential oils when it comes to STDs. Like, oh, God, I don't want to have to go to the doctor for this. It's embarrassing. Let me first try some cedarwood and lavender. A few drops of that on my pussy lips. I just looked it up, by the way. Cedarwood is good for treating eczema and acne. Nothing helps cold sores, though. Although, I just looked up sores, and it says frankincense helps prevent oral issues like mouth sores. Someone contact Shoney.
But anyways, I just went to go shave my mustache before this video. Like, I shaved my beard and my mustache.
Seriously, she meets all of these guys from her YouTube channel and her Instagram. If you're a dude watching this, and you're seeing these videos where she's like, yeah, I got a cold sore after I fucked a guy. Yeah, I had chlamydia twice. Yeah, right before I shot this video, I shaved my face, my mustache, and my beard. And you're, like, getting hard to these videos. You're like, I gotta DM this bitch. We gotta hook up. You're insane. There are so many normal fat broads on the internet you can potentially fuck. I mean, yes, the barrier to entry, so to speak, is a lot easier with Sagittarius Shawty. It's not a challenge. Easy access to sex because she does not refuse. But still, the potential downside to fucking Sagittarius Shawty is immense. Your dick might fall off. On the flip side of the sexual spectrum, I have got a YouTube recommendation. This is not a U-tard. This guy is the real deal who produces fine YouTube entertainment. His name is Incendium. Like that's his YouTube channel, and I probably mispronounced that. He's just like a horny young guy who tries out sex toys, and he gives his honest review, and he's very good-natured and very funny. I wasn't sure that these were serious reviews at first. I thought, oh, he's just making fun of these sex toys, right? But no, these are real reviews, and, you know, he is a pervert, but he's funny, and I think you guys might really enjoy him. In this clip, he's testing out a Fleshlight sleeve warmer, which is a brilliant idea for a product, by the way. What's the number one complaint regarding Fleshlights? Well, probably having to scoop and clean out the jizz. But what's a close second? Sticking your dick in a cold, lifeless sleeve. This will warm up. It's like a warming unit, right? You slide the Fleshlight over this thing. It heats up. I'm assuming it knows when to stop heating the thing up. You don't want to burn your dick and, you know, lava pussy. But yeah, you put the sleeve on this rod that heats things up, and then you take it off, put it back in your Fleshlight, and fuck a nice hot warm cunt. Here is Incendium's take on this.
It looks like I bought a heated dildo, and this is what it is. It looks a lot like that, and this might be fine in some contexts to some people, but this is especially bad in my case because my mom thinks I'm gay. It's been a while now that she's thought this, and I can't do much about it. She's asked me many times if I like men, and I keep saying no. Like I'm not gay, Mom, but she doesn't believe me.
While I have no reason to believe he's full bloom gay, I should tell you there is a video of him, probably taken a year or so later, where he travels to Thailand and he searches out a Thai ladyboy to fuck, which he does on camera. Makes a whole, you know, video about it. It's kind of interesting. It's funny. Maybe I'll play it for you some other time. He finds this womanly ladyboy. And as he's getting ready to have sex with her, like, she's very shy and she keeps tucking it in between her legs. And he's like, do you have a penis? And eventually she's like, yeah, I do. And he's like, no, that's okay. Whip it out. Come on. That's part of the experience here.
And I even had to mention the time she caught me jacking off. I was like, Mom, that time you caught me beating my meat, was I watching some dude take it in the ass? No. I was watching Johnny Sins fucking go to town on two chicks. That's like the least gay thing imaginable, dude.
Yes.
But she still somehow does not believe me. And now me going and buying a heated cock is not going to help. It's not going to sway things my way.
It's not a heated cock. It's like it's just a heated thin like rod sticking up that you slide the sleeve over.
But by any means. And also, just adding on to that, this one lady that lives like two houses down, she also asked if I was gay. Like, fuck, dude. Do I give off that vibe? I don't know. Maybe I do.
You're talking about it a lot. Let's fast forward past the gay stuff. Oh, I wish I could tell this guy what he was going to be doing in a year.
I think we can just slide this bitch on down. Okay.
All right, so he's...
Come on. It's a little tough to do this while filming, but I think I'll manage. One of my many talents, I think, is filming Fleshlight. Oh, she is tight. She don't want to go on. Fuck, I'll make you. Oh, no, I know the... Look at that. She just is fighting me. Tooth, nail, and claw.
He has slid the Fleshlight... He's kind of annoying. He slid the Fleshlight over the rod. By the way, this heating rod is very versatile. It just plugs in via USB port, right? Like you can use this with your computer. He's got a USB cord going from his computer to this rod. He's
and it should be good. Oh, look at that. It's yeah. It is heated up. It is lighted up, which means she's fucking cooking. Excellent. Excellent stuff. Move this lube to the back. We won't be needing it. And now I think we just wait.
Yeah, so the light's on right now. When the light turns off, it means it's ready. He goes through two cycles because he says he wants the pussy piping hot. And then he turns off the video because this is YouTube. He really should be posting these on Pornhub. I want to see him fuck the Fleshlight. Unfortunately, we can just hear him.
Okay, it's all heated up. Let's fucking see. In we go.
He needs an OnlyFans.
Oh. Now that's just fucking disappointing.
Oh no.
Oh. Oh fuck, I'm not even gonna do the justice of coming.
Is it like a microwave situation? You know how like the edges will be warm, but then in the middle it's cold still?
God damn it. Hold on.
Or vice versa. I don't know. What does a microwave do? Cooks from the inside out?
Let's pause this. Okay.
Talk to us.
It's like not even hot at all, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. What the fuck?
Who would have thought? You can't heat something using the USB port of your MacBook Pro. Somehow this is Apple's fault. Fucking Apple. In addition to reviewing sex toys, he also has some other series.
Sam fucks household objects.
And this is where Sam here fucks food or just anything you can stick your dick in. Taking a cue from the American Pie movies, in this clip, he fucks an apple pie.
I know an apple pie isn't exactly a household object, but occasionally you may have one laying about, and then you have to ask the question, should I fuck it?
Well, he's made a video about it, so I'm guessing he did it. And sure enough, a few minutes later...
Okay, going in.
He turns off the camera and...
Oh, boy. Oh, fuck. Ow. Oh, God. Fuck. Son of a fuck. Okay. The pie was much too hot. Shit. Ow. I wanted the pie to be hot. So I cooked it a long time.
Warmth is a very important thing when sticking his dick in something, apparently.
I cooked it much too long. I flew too close to the sun on that.
If this was the first video I saw of his, I'd be like, oh, this is bullshit, right? He obviously didn't stick his dick in there. He's trying to act. But I did see that Thailand video, you know, and I saw him talking to these hookers and bringing one back to his room. And that seemed legit. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here. So a little bit later in the video, he lets the pie cool, goes back in.
That actually feels so good. What the fuck? Anyway, so my point of this is... The heat is just lovely.
Fast forward 20 minutes and we see what happened to the pie. It is just destroyed. You can check out the chapter artwork or the featured image over there at distortedview.com or superfreaksideshow.com.
Oh my god. That was absolutely amazing. When I make these videos, I don't always know how they'll end up, but I always have a basic idea. And I kind of plan what I'm going to say. And I was planning on saying, you know, guys, it was okay, it was nice, but don't fuck a pie, you know, don't just eat it, don't have sex. Fuck the pie, man! Holy shit, that was amazing!
They made a whole fucking movie about it!
Amazing! That was the best sex I've had! Even Linda wasn't that good, holy shit! Like, I didn't come, and I only didn't come because I was getting into things, and I was going in.
And also, you want to eat the pie afterwards. You don't want to let the pie go to waste.
The pie was all, like, slipping and sliding off the pan, and then it all fell out of the pan, and I had to pile it back in, and then it was just a mess, because I was, bending the pan like it was, like, a taco, and seeing if I could fuck it that way.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Like folding the pan to really get your cock in the pie. Okay, well... Glad something worked out for him after the debacle that was the fleshlight warmer. Real quick, here's that Thailand video. He's in Thailand. He's
Hello.
In his hotel room.
I think she's waving at me.
Yeah, there's some girls, outside at like a bar or something outside of his window.
And one second.
They're motioning for him to come out.
I don't know what's going on. I'm outside of Sukhumvit.
They want your money is what's going on.
If you couldn't tell. Something's definitely happening.
Yeah, something's happening tonight. You're going to find out you gay. All right, so he's on the street and he's just being accosted by all these women. Women, ? Who want to get with him.
No, thank you.
You think that's just in movies where it's like 1 hour, 1 hour, sucky, sucky, but no, that's what they actually say.
I'm good. Do you know,
He found the girl that he wants to be with.
Tell.
I don't know.
Do you, can you go into it? Okay.
She says that she can go into a hotel room. It's her whole business model. Of course she can go into a hotel. So now they're going to walk to it.
You like Thailand?
Hmm?
You like Thailand?
Yeah, I've been in Thailand. I think it's like a few days.
Oh, you're going to see a whole new side of Thailand tonight.
Now. And I'm still...
Look like balls.
Staying till the 19th. So about a week and a half.
Okay, right. So there's some small talk as they walk back to the hotel room. You actually see them walking through the lobby, going up to his room.
Can you take me there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she wants her picture taken. I don't know why, what that's for. It's a fun little souvenir.
It's how about it?
Oh, please, go ahead.
And as a, you know, she's a real professional. She's going to clean the stink of the last guy off of her. She's going to shower first. And then she gets out.
I filmed you.
Can you cover my mouth?
And I don't know if you can hear. Thankfully, there's captions here. So they're having sex. Again, you don't see anything here. But she asks if he will come in her mouth. Good girl.
Can you cover my mouth?
Oh, yeah. Do I get to fuck you now?
Get to fuck? Yeah.
Oh, she says, wait, yes. She says, you can fuck me.
Can I suck first?
Okay.
Can you turn on it?
She wants the lights off. You know, it's all very suspect. She doesn't want you seeing her dick. She doesn't think that's going to fly, but this is actually what he's looking for. So yeah, she's bent over, but she's trying to like hide her her dick. Don't be bashful, honey. He wants this. And you can actually hear him. Again, it's all kind of muffled and stuff, but he's saying, do you have a dick?
Can you turn on
the
light?
You have a dick.
Do you have a dick?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is great. I can be myself. I have my dick flopping all around. Saying he's gonna come. I can't believe this is on YouTube, even though it's like blacked out. It's like very explicit. Worse than anything I've ever posted on my channel.
Women with dicks, huh? So hot, my days. I thought we might not have gotten one. I thought we may have just gotten a full-on woman by mistake, which would have been a disastrous end to this video. Luckily enough, though, she did indeed have a penis.
Thank God, right?
She was so bashful about it.
Like, I know!
Tucking it between her legs and shit. I'd say, no, knock it off. Get that thing out. Let me fucking jack you off while we make out. Jesus, is that too much to ask? Once that was out of the way, though, it was good. The sex, good. I give it 2 thumbs up.
There you go. Thai tranny sex. It's highly recommended. Ting. Again, I will provide a link on the show notes to Incendium's YouTube channel so you can check out all of his work. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fuck up news right now. Please, if you like Distorted View Daily, consider signing up for the Sideshow. That's our member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Over 15 years worth of daily stupidity at the tips of your fingers. More importantly, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members. Yesterday, I did a Sideshow exclusive podcast, and tomorrow's program is also going to be Sideshow exclusive. It's a great time to sign up. Membership's very inexpensive, only $6.99, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or yes, even a lifetime membership. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com, all major credit cards, and PayPal accepted. Other ways to support the show. Maybe you can only afford a buck or two, but you want to show your support for this stupid program. Patreon.com/distortedview. It's another way to help me out. You can pledge as little as a dollar. There are some perks. Check it out. All right. Three very quick stories now. First up, you know how like every couple weeks I read a news story about some new and horrifying side effect of the coronavirus? Yeah, I got one of those for you today. This is a weird one. Now, we've talked about how after you recover from the coronavirus, there are these like lingering things that happen. Some people say they're like their brain is in a fog. They forget stuff. They report that they can taste numbers. Hot dogs speak to them on the street. True, many of these coronavirus patients are also avid users of LSD. That may have something to do with it. So I've got another one here for you. This poor woman can now only smell rotting meat, and she says wine tastes like butter. What's up with that? Does the coronavirus, like, eat part of your brain or something? The wine tasting like butter probably wouldn't affect me too much. I don't drink a lot of wine, and I actually like the taste of butter. The constant rotting meat smell would be a real downer, though. It's never good side effects. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why is it a rotting meat smell? Why can't it be like, everything smells like sandalwood now? And I could, like, get a job, like a high-paying job as, like, a garbage man or something, because the smells wouldn't bother me. I could work for the sanitation department. All right, a mom, I don't know why that's a good thing, right? A mom suffering from long COVID says everything smells rancid, like rotting meat. And wine now tastes like hot butter. What's the difference between hot butter and regular butter? It should taste the same. Shonda Drew couldn't smell or taste anything after she caught the coronavirus. So is this a blessing or a curse? This whole rotting meat thing. On one hand, it's like, well, I'm starting to smell again. On the other hand, it's rotting meat. The only thing I can smell is rotting meat. My nose works, it's just not working right. The 48-year-old suffered from depression, anxiety, fog brain, I told you about that, and lost 35 pounds. Oh, why can't I catch the coronavirus? I'm gonna lose 35 plus pounds. While dealing with I don't know what the hell this is. Parosmia? I don't know. A condition that distorts natural odors and makes them extremely unpleasant or even vomit-inducing. Shonda thought she was finished with COVID-19 until a putrid odor came from nowhere. Check between your legs. That's where most unpleasant smells emit from, in the presence of a woman. Seriously, though, did she check herself? Because if she constantly smells rotting meat, maybe it's on you. Maybe it is a real smell. Shonda thought she was finished with COVID-19 until a putrid odor came from nowhere. And for months, she struggled with persistent odors. She should hang like one of those pine tree air fresheners from her nose, you know, including burning grease. Oh, there's a burning grease smell occasionally, and gasoline. Oh, I would like that. It made her feel sick and unable to eat. The COVID-19 long hauler from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, said, "You've always got the putrid taste in your whole head, but in general, you can kind of power through it. Rotting meat is exactly what it tastes like. It's something that you do not want up your mouth or in your nasal passage. Eating is a chore because it basically tastes the same as what I smell. Tomatoes and meat especially would gross me out. Wine, which is the love of my life..." As her kids are crying in the background, "Mommy, stop ignoring us." "Wine, which is the love of my life, tastes like I'm drinking hot butter. It's disgusting." "Really? But it's okay to dip your lobster in that shit? You're putting hot butter in the same camp as rancid meat? What a bitch." "The smell of my fire pit," quit bragging, "I got a fire pit, and fresh cut grass bothers me. I made my son a bagel with cream cheese, but I had to spit it out because it tasted rancid to me." "Why are you eating your son's fucking bagel? You said you made it for him." Oh, how annoying is that? Someone makes food for you and there's like a bite taken out of it. "I had to taste it. It happened once with cucumbers as well. I said, 'These cucumbers are bad.' And my husband said, 'It smells like a cucumber.' It sent me out of the room. Cooking dinner was an excruciating experience due to the barrage of smells in the kitchen." It's thought that thousands of people in the UK and the US have suffered from parosmia, or whatever, a distorted sense of smell, and a distorted sense of taste after contracting COVID. For those with this affliction, normal, I'm not going to say it again. Normal smells have been replaced with the unpleasant odor of rotting flesh, feces, cigarette smoke, or chemicals. When you smell your son's hair when you snuggle in the morning, it's just little things that you miss, like that. Now his hair smells bad because of the shampoo. It's been a challenge mentally. So what you're saying is you're mentally challenged. Okay. She is now at avoiding many types of food and drink because the taste or odor is revolting to her. She said there are certain things you can eat that don't turn your stomach. It changes. For a while, I could eat marshmallows and nuts. Oh, she should try D's nuts. You'll love them, honey. They're nice and greasy. Get your mind off that rancid meat taste. Mine are buttery, but not in the way you don't like it. They're buttery in that smooth cheese sort of way. All right, I don't know. I'm sorry. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever had to deal with. I've decided if I can't beat it, I might as well figure out how to live with it. Shonda, who worked at a garden center, tested positive for the coronavirus and the flu on April 4th after showing mild flu-like symptoms and fatigue. So she had a relatively like mild case. She didn't have to go to the hospital or anything, but it's all the stuff that's happening afterwards that's really bothering her. The mother said she didn't feel comfortable returning to her job after catching the virus and cannot get employment or COVID benefits from the government. America. She said, our family is in a little bit of, I don't know if you'd call it a crisis, but it's a crisis. Second story we have for you today. Oh, we're going to California.
California, California, oh, California, oh, here I go.
All right, a California man.
California, California, oh, California, oh, here I go.
All right, a California man.
California, oh, California.
A California. Shut up, enough.
Oh, here I go. California, California, oh, California.
Just keep going.
Oh, here I go.
California is the source of our next story. A man.
Oh, sweet.
Okay. A California.
Woo! Okay.
Thank you. A California man who put his semen in a female coworker's water bottle and a jar of honey and on her computer keyboard has been jailed for 2.5 years. Maybe he couldn't control where his semen was going. Could be another side effect of the coronavirus, or he may have OD'd on Semenax. You know that ad that plays in at the beginning of like most Pornhub videos where it's just like a computer screen and like a banjo playing, and then there's like a wad of cum that blows and lands on the monitor, and it's like, here's your dick before Semenax. And then at the end, it like the whole monitor is doused in cum, and it's like, this is what Semenax can do. It's a pill that is supposed to give you more jizz, because that's what women want. That's their number one complaint when it comes to sex. There just isn't enough jizz involved to squeeze out of my pussy or get out of my hair or whatever. So you can take that semen. I don't know if it works or not, or if it's, you know, fake. I want to try it, though. I should try it. I should be like that guy on the YouTube video who tries stuff. Fleshlight warmers, Semenex pills. All right, so this guy put his semen in a female coworker's water bottle, jar of honey, and on her computer keyboard. Stephen Milan Castro, 30, was convicted in September. Do you like how I have to sound out the words? You'd think I would do that before the show starts. No, I'm going to struggle and you're going to listen to me struggle as we sound it out together. Stevens Milan Castro, 30, was convicted in September of assault and battery for sexual purposes. The best kind of assault and battery. He was sentenced to serve time in jail on Tuesday. Milan Castro was obsessed with his coworker. No shit. You jizz in someone's honey, you're dealing with someone who's infatuated with you at least a little bit. He was obsessed with his coworker and stared at her incessantly after she turned him down for a date. Apparently, someone didn't complete that training module.
Hey, babe, wait a second. Hey, no offense, okay? It was just a joke.
A joke? You nutted in my vitamin water. All the guys thought it was funny. I'm sorry.
Look, I know the last 22 times I've asked you, you didn't want to go out with
Ben. Now, I really
But this
don't.
Time, I think I've got it. Listen, listen. The ballet, fifth row, center. These are $60 tickets. And I'll even throw
Thanks,
dinner.
Thanks, but I
no,
really...
No, no, a real dinner. Something that you like. A barbecue. Fried chicken. Chitlins.
I'll even refrain from coming on the chitlins, if that's what you desire. I love that this sexual harassment is sort of combined with racism as well. It's a twofer.
Hush puppies. Watermelon for dessert.
Do you think this impresses me?
I hope so.
No. And please don't ask again.
I don't know. I sense something in her voice. Keep at it. You're wearing her down. All right. He was obsessed with his coworker, stared at her. Authorities said the woman reported the issue to her boss, who spoke to Milan Castro, but he didn't stop his unwanted behavior. No, instead, he started coming in all of her food. The woman then filed a formal human resource complaint, which led to Milan Castro using his semen to get back at her. A man's most powerful weapon. Milan Castro placed semen several times in her half-full water bottle, which she noticed as a cloudy substance, in a jar of honey she used for her tea, and on her computer keyboard. I wonder how they figured all this out. Like, did they run a blacklight? Authorities said the woman noticed a milky white substance.
Milky. Milky.
Yes, she noticed the milky white, the milky milky in her water bottle on several occasions. The wholesale business then set up surveillance cameras to face the victim's desk, and after one of the incidents, she and her boss looked over the footage. Well, at least, like, the boss was taking this seriously. Like, they were really trying to help her out. Because I know if I was her boss, I'd be like, look, what do you want from me? It sounds like you're obsessed with him. Keep talking about how he's looking at you. Yeah, we're in an office. People are going to look at each other. Chill out. What are you, on the rag or something? Yeah, I'd probably be fired. All right, in the video, Milan Castro was seen smearing the semen on her keyboard and her mouse. Investigators later confirmed that it was, in fact, his semen in her water bottle and honey. The victim consumed the honey for a period of time, not knowing that it contained the semen. His attorney, Michael Morrison, agreed that his client engaged in highly inappropriate behavior. During his trial last month, the woman testified that Milan Castro had made her feel very uncomfortable and disgusted. Milan Castro was also ordered to register as a sex offender. According to his attorney, Milan Castro was afraid that he might lose a promotion or his job because she reported him, you know, being creepy. So what did he do? Doubled down on the creepiness and ultimately lost the promotion and his job. Judge Kathleen Roberts said that Milan Castro acted in an extremely sexually aggressive way and deliberately infected the woman's belongings, leaving her emotionally devastated. The judge went on to say it was all part of a scheme to get the victim to ingest Milan Castro's semen. That was his end game. That's all he wanted. Just taste my jizz. Once you taste it, I promise you, you're going to want more. You're going to want to be with me. That was the ultimate goal, to get the victim to ingest the semen after she rejected him and reported him to their bosses. He did it again and again and again. And that is very concerning to the court, Roberts said. So there you go. That's what's happening in California finally today. Oh, have you heard what happened in Anchorage, Alaska? The mayor over there, Ethan Berkowitz, had to resign this past Tuesday, just one day after admitting that he had engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a local news anchor. Now, I'm guessing Ethan Berkowitz is a Democrat because the local news anchor he had an affair with is a woman. Republican scandals only involve gay shit, right? Anyway, the reporter that he had an affair with claimed there were graphic personal photos of the mayor on an underage girl's website. That line is suspicious to me because, like, who makes their own personal websites anymore, especially underage girls? Maybe it was one of those Tumble blogs or whatever. Anyway, he says, it is with profound sadness and humility that I resign as mayor of Anchorage. My resignation results from unacceptable personal conduct that has compromised my ability to perform my duties. Mr. Berkowitz's resignation followed an unsubstantiated claim posted to social media by the news anchor Maria Athens, promising viewers an exclusive story set to air on upcoming newscasts. Mr. Berkowitz responded by calling the allegation slanderous and false. Then Ms. Athens shot back by posting what she said was an image of the mayor's bare ass with a laughing emoji, which just sounds like an unhinged woman. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't sound like a reporter doing her job. This sounds like someone pissed off and wanting revenge. Angry ex or whatever. As political leaders in Anchorage lined up to defend Mr. Berkowitz, the mayor came forward on Monday with the admission. He and Ms. Athens had previously engaged in a consensual, inappropriate messaging relationship. He sent her dick pics. Well, ass pics at least. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but he is married, although he continues to deny that he did anything illegal, as implied by Ms. Athens' Facebook video. I need to see this video. The Anchorage Police Department said it worked with the FBI to investigate the allegations about the mayor and found no evidence of criminal conduct. It gets weirder, though. Before Ms. Athens posted her video online, the mayor's office said that she left a voicemail for him. Again, I don't have the audio. I want it badly. I do have what that message contained, though. Ms. Athens can be heard in a furious rant, making anti-Semitic references and saying that she would be exposing the mayor as a pedophile. She said, quote, I'm going to get an Emmy. So you either turn yourself in, kill yourself, or do what you need to do. Oh, she really wanted that regional Emmy. She then said, on top of this all, she said that she would personally kill him and his wife. Cuckoo! Miss Athens, 41, is the main anchor for two outlets, KTBY, which makes great frozen yogurt, and KYUR, which broadcast online as Your Alaska Link. Bill Fielder, the station owner, said the video Ms. Athens posted had not been approved. He has demanded that she remove references to the news outlet. We had no knowledge of it in advance of her posting it, Mr. Fielder said. Ms. Athens was arrested on Friday after a physical altercation with her boss. Yeah, she really does sound like she has gone cuckoo, you know, unhinged. She was charged with a misdemeanor assault, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct. She was released over the weekend on bail. Mr. Fielder declined to discuss what led up to the arrest, but said that Ms. Athens was no longer with the station. I was just doing some searches, trying to find the picture of this guy's ass and also her voicemail. And guess what I found? Not the ass, but that's okay, because I got the voicemail.
Ethan, it's Maria Athens from Fox ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska. I just learned through my Emmy Award-winning journalism.
Like, you can tell she's on something or she's having a manic episode because...
I just learned through my Emmy Award-winning journalism, you're also a pedophile and like little girls and children. And there's a website. I'm so fucking exposing you. I'm going to get an Emmy. So you either turn yourself in, kill yourself, or do what you need to do. I will personally kill you and Mark Kimmel, my goddamn self, you Jewish piece of living fucking shit. You have met your match, motherfucker.
You are a piece of Jew shit.
You have met your motherfucking match. I can't believe I am such a good person and thought I loved you.
Oh my God. Whenever someone says I'm a good person, they're not a good person. Guys, I just, you know, I'm such a good person. I like to, yeah. Okay.
Fucking match. I can't believe I am such a good person and thought I loved you. I fucking hate. I don't even hate you. I will pray for your Zionist fucking ass, you piece of shit loser. And I'm putting this on the news tonight. Bye. Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
Maria Athens signing off. Is there an award show for voicemails? Because she deserves something. I don't know about an Emmy, but that voicemail is award winning. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. I love to hear from you freaks. And there are so many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That spells out 206-66-OHGOD, as in, oh God. Just remember that. 206-66-OH-GOD. And of course, I'm all over social media at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. There's a Discord where all the freaks are hanging out, and there's a link on the main navigation bar at distortedview.com. You are all invited to participate.
Tim, it's Megan. Just wondering if you ever noticed that Mead Skelton sounds like a tranny pitched up about an octave.
So you're saying Mead Skelton's voice is higher than a trans person. When
cat lady's panties smell like struck matches.
Oh, okay. Like a flinty, burning-y stink. All right. We have your guess locked in. Back to Mead. I've got some Mead audio here. So you're saying his voice sounds like a tranny pitched up. So let's pitch down his voice and see what it sounds like.
So several jobs. One job I looked at is a job with CBN, and so you can work as a prayer partner for CBN at home at your own convenience. Sometimes ask people for a little money, little moolah, but they need to help their ministry that way, so I don't mind.
I'm not sure what he sounds like there. Let's try to pitch up his voice. Bet you we could get him sounding like a real woman.
And then another job I looked at is a delivery job with Amazon, which is really nice because you don't have to talk to anybody, just drive around. Now, of course, if I go into a rough neighborhood, I don't know what I'm going to do. if I see Daquan standing around there, Tyrone, looking for some trouble, who knows?
Hey, he's a racist piece of shit no matter how you pitch him. Man, woman, or tranny, Mead's always straight up garbage.
Tim! So, since COVID and quarantine,
Yes, go ahead.
I'm 25, and ever since I was 21, I've basically been drinking like a fish every single day.
You playing by the rules, waiting until you're 21 to drink. What a square.
The functioning alcoholic, which I was okay with. Ready to start. I started switching over to weed, and on top of that, adding light exercise, taking these fat-burning pills. That I really probably shouldn't be taking. But
you sound like me. This is pretty much how I spend my 20s.
And a lot of fish sticks. So it's kind of weird because I feel like my fat.
Say he's also on fish sticks? I don't know. His phone's crapping out.
Was distributed in a weird way. Like my body wasn't meant to be fat.
Yeah.
So I went to my chest and I had man boobs, which I hated. And now those things have gone away, which is great. So it's possible, Tim, just stop drinking. That'll help you lose weight.
I don't drink. What are you talking about? I'm a good boy. I'm living that clean life.
Hey.
I'm straight edge, man.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Hey, freaks. How are you guys? Unicorn for the motherfucking hamster tech.
Oh, wasn't someone just bitching about Unicorn Hamster on the Sideshow exclusive program?
Yeah. I'm calling about the time you were talking about you had a crush on the Ninja Turtle,
yeah,
Donatello from the Ninja Turtles.
Right.
That's the smart one with the big long stick.
You know what? That had something to do with it.
No, I'm pretty sure he had an uncut cock.
You're just saying that because you saw that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle porn. I saw that too.
Vaguely remember Sextastic
Tuesday.
Sextastic Tuesday episode where they were all gangbanging April O'Neil.
Of course.
I'm not 100%.
Who else are they going to fuck, Krang?
Sure. And
like, where would you even put the... Like, we just jam it into its little brain?
Like when you first started being attracted to the same sex, right? Did you play with the action figures? I remember the action figures when I was a young boy.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Of course, I had tons of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures.
I had all four... And I did.
I didn't have all four, though. I had Donatello. I think I had Michelangelo. I may have had all four, actually. But they weren't like the Donatello was like the standard real one. And then they started doing crazy stuff with the action figures where like it's like crazy flipping Leonardo. And you'd like bend him over and then he'd pop and flip. And or there's like astronaut Raphael. You know, like they were just. They got weird trying
Noted.
To sell more and more action figures. So
those first action figures, the skin tones, they were different green colors. I think Donatello was the more brown skin one.
Really?
I don't know if you like the brown skin.
I don't remember that.
Personally, I don't know. I like everything white. That's why I'd never fuck myself with a black dildo.
There was a rabbit. There was a ninja rabbit. who was very white, a white rabbit.
If
you have to pick a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle character to fuck, go with the rabbit.
Black chicks are hot, but I usually like them white. White is good.
Okay, all right, already.
For me. So, yeah, back to the Ninja Turtles. I believe Donatello had the brown skin and Raphael.
I don't think that's true.
Green, and then Michelangelo was the bright, bright green. And
what does this matter?
Donatello, no.
Okay, all right, thank you. Enough of that.
Hello, freaks and Timothy. James Henson, this is Lovely Cat Lady,
yes.
And I am calling about a new contest. I'm trying to fix the voicemail that I left. Anyway, so this is a jack-off-a-lantern carving contest, or a jack-o'-lantern carving contest. I just came up with jack-off-a-lantern, and now I think I'm funny. So let me try it again.
Oh, she's going to call back again. I this is the last voicemail I received from her, though. Listen, let me see if I can help out. The freaks in the Discord are having a jack-o'-lantern carving contest. So if you are good at carving jack-o'-lantern, or you just want to have some fun with the freak, you can carve a jack-o'-lantern, a pumpkin, and then submit your pictures. You might win. I think we're giving away a DV t-shirt and some other stuff. I'm sure Love Lady Cat Lady will come back with more information. She's going to send me like a little poster to post on Twitter. But you can go into the Discord right now, and some of the freaks will help you out if you're interested in participating in the DV Jack-off-a-lantern contest. Doesn't quite work, but good effort, Love Lady Cat Lady. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOT-IT-OH-GOD.
You piece of shit loser.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize shows. And I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I will be back on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
I live my life like there's no tomorrow, and all I've got I had to steal.
Another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.